And we're back. The call number is 844-967-2789. And I think we're coming in with your music, Evan,
right? It's different, right?
It is different, yeah. And it's always great. I was going to say it's always great to hear the promo. It's very strange to hear my voice in the promo, but it's always great to hear your music behind it,
too. Oh, that's so, it's so kind. See, and it's great to hear your voice behind the promo.
I don't know about that. But yeah, no, we're here with Grace today, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about AOC Club and some of the other projects that you do, because along with the protests, you've also done a lot of other projects as well.
Yep, done a lot of work my senior year.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. What is the project that you're kind of working on at the moment?
At the moment, we're kind of at an impasse because we just finished our big, we did a menstrual product drive for the school and raised quite a bit of money for that.
Mm-hmm.
And as the school year ends, you know, we all have kind of bad senioritis. So we're kind of trying to figure out what we're going to do with next year and who's going to lead it. Today in our club's meeting, we kind of decided like, where is it going to be next year? Who's going to lead it? And stuff like that. Because obviously I won't be there next year.
Right. Yeah. I definitely feel that with our club as well.
Yep. It's just planning for next year and seeing if we want to do anything else for the rest of the year.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, and in all of the bathrooms now, is it all of the bathrooms or is it mainly the like women's bathroom?
It's the women's and the gender nonconforming bathrooms or the all gender restrooms. I tried to get pads and tampons in the men's locker room, but it was a stretch to even get pads and tampons in the locker or in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So I just
I know, and I just kind of
settled for, you know, all gendered people can use the bathroom if they need anything
and
you know, hopefully someday we can get them in the men's bathroom as well because, you know, not all menstruating people are men. So hopefully we can do that someday.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And it's weird to also think that like we didn't have that, like all of my high school. Well, I guess there's a pandemic in between and we're still in the pandemic. But yeah, we didn't used to have menstrual products in the bathrooms.
No, the only products that were ever actually put in the bathrooms, I actually had a conversation with a couple of the principals about this, were done by clubs. And it, you know, it wasn't really maintained because products are so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what is kind of the reason? I mean, I know you talked about like the expense, but also I think like with vandalism too.
Yeah.
So
at West, we have quite a problem with our vandalism in the restrooms for some unknown reason. I don't know if it's just the climate at West, whatever, but there is a lot of issues with vandalism. We do have a lot of bathrooms close. And anything that the students or a lot of students at West can vandalize, they will vandalize. So a lot of the principal's theory, or every year, this is what they told me, every year that they've done this, the custodians get really upset because people will shove them down the toilets and then it ruins the plumbing.
Yeah.
So far this year, since the pads and tampons have been in there, we have had a couple issues with vandalism, like people wasting, especially the pads for some reason. I don't know if they're just more decorative, but people have like,
well, they stick to places. Yeah.
It's not as hard to, you know, stick tampons places, but like, people have like taped them to things. They put them on the fences. But after that happened, I just kind of posted on my social media like, hey, you know, it's really, really expensive to get these products in. I personally go and shop for them and it takes a time out of my week to do so, which I'm happy to do, but please don't waste them. Like people actually do need them.
Yeah. Why do you think students have this reaction to this?
The reaction to like,
vandalizing and like not being respectful of.
I think we really need to work on, you know, a lot of people aren't super happy at West. I mean, it's not necessarily like a punch to the administration or anything like that, but people aren't super happy there a lot of the time. And it's, you know, you get bored during class and it's like, what can I do to just really, you know, piss off the school? Like, what can I do to really make them angry?
Yeah.
And if there's free things in the bathroom, you know, might as well use them to clog the toilet. And, you know, have more issues. But I guess I can't really speak to it because I've never done it before. I've never had the urge to really vandalize. So
true.
I'm just kind of questioning here.
Do you think there's also a stigma around like menstrual? Like,
oh, yes.
Menstruation.
Yep. Yeah. Big, big stigma that, you know, that it only happens to women. and, you know, cisgendered people, like, definitely not true. There's a stigma that, like, periods are gross, and women just overall don't talk about it, which is super dangerous because that's something that happens to, you know, half our population. And if something is going on with our health that we want to talk about, we shouldn't feel embarrassed to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were also talking about, like, education for younger students, too, because we were talking about, like, consent. But also, how do you think that there could be, like, more education around, like, menstruation?
Just as? I think we need to normalize it. Mm-hmm. I think it shouldn't be something that we're embarrassed about, you know? And every person, or almost everyone with a uterus, menstruates.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, like that book, Everybody Poops. Like, you know, we all do it. We just kind of have to talk about it at some point.
Right.
You know, it's funny, like, we see all these ads for, like, toilet paper and stuff like that. And it's like, there are these ads with, like, blue liquid and everything's happy and cheerful. It's like, when are we going to normalize periods? Like, that's not how they are.
Mm-hmm.
And propriety this, like, stereotype that we're just supposed to go on with our lives and that it's not painful and that it's not, like, a really hard week of the month,
mm-hmm.
is absolutely ridiculous. So I think we need to have that conversation about what's normal and what's not, especially happening to your body, and how to talk to medical professionals, because, like, as someone who does get really, really bad periods, I mm-hmm. wasn't taken seriously a lot by medical professionals when I went in.
Mm-hmm.
I was told, like, this was just kind of your normal, like, here, go on the pill and it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the extent people know. And there's not a ton of methods to combat your period either.
Mm-hmm. Like, just kind of deal with it. And
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's hard to pull out a heating pad, like, in the middle of class.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think our nurses do, like, a good job to some extent, but yeah.
I mean, it's just hard. I think, you know, like, normalize having heating pads out, you know, normalize just having, like, you shouldn't have to go up and ask your male teacher, I mean, especially if you don't feel comfortable, for a period product.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people won't do that. They'll just be like, I'm going to make a makeshift pad. And I know there are so many, like, tutorials on how to make makeshift pads. And it's like, you know, if we just put them in the bathrooms, we mm-hmm. wouldn't have this issue.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that's kind of surprising, I think, to a lot of people, too, is that we just don't have that.
It's just something that's, mm-hmm. You know, because it's a, you know, like, spoken of as a quote-unquote women's issue, it's something, again, that in a patriarchal society isn't brought up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're just supposed to kind of sit down and keep quiet about it. But I don't know if you can tell, but I'm not somebody who sits quietly and doesn't talk about things. And I've been told, you know, repeatedly by, like, teachers, like, I'll say in class, oh, my cramps are really, really bad today. And mm-hmm. my teacher will be like, shh, like, don't tell. You're going to make the boys uncomfortable. I'm like, why?
Right. Like, well, you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, are you, like, you're a woman, like, this happens to you every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wouldn't be here without, or the guys wouldn't be here without a period, so, like, they can deal with it.
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah. And also just kind of, like, talking about, like teachers, too, as well, because there's a lot of teachers that have, like, also have periods as well. And like, obviously something that's, you know, normal mm-hmm. as well.
One thing that did happen with the period product drive, I had so many people come up to me and were like, oh my God, I went to this event and I needed a tampon so bad and nobody had a tampon. I went up and asked, like, every woman, and I asked a woman with, like, a child, and she didn't have a tampon. So she had to, like, this person had to go to, like, this nurse's station, and they had to dig around for menstrual products. So it's just something you don't think about, because those of us who are fortunate enough to afford it always have them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for example, like, homeless women, they either have to choose between, you know, feeling clean and protected and accepted by society and use a pad, or, you know, you can have a meal.
Yeah.
Because those products are not cheap.
Right. Is that something that you think AOC Club is going to kind of work with as well, like, in the community?
Yeah, I would love to work with my plan B if we got shut down from the product drive. Like I said before, we didn't experience a ton of support from the school. I kind of did it myself with my club.
Yeah.
So my plan B was to, like, donate it to a homeless shelter mm-hmm. or women's homeless shelters. And I would love, love, love to do that. Mm-hmm. If I have time in the future in college, I'd love to raise money to put menstrual products in more schools and in more women's homeless shelters, because it's just something we don't think about.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to college at UW-Madison, right?
Yep. I'm taking a couple credits at Madison College, nice. But I've been accepted to graduate there 2026.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. I'm super excited. It was, like, my dream school. I was so happy when I got into it.
Yeah.
And I I want to do grad school, which is why I'm taking some classes at Madison nice. College. Yeah. Like, normalize, you know, there's nothing wrong with technical colleges,
mm-hmm.
especially if you can't afford, you know, because I thought about getting a PhD. So I know it's going to be really expensive. So I'm like, you know what? MATC is actually a great school. Like, mm-hmm. there is no shame.
Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of different programs that kind of like counter, but I know that they have different business programs too as well.
Oh yeah, they have a lot of great business programs. I have taken a couple classes from there and I really like them.
That's great. Yeah.
So I'm so excited to mm-hmm. continue my academic career there and at UW-Madison as well.
Yeah. Why education?
Why education? Like, why am I majoring?
Yeah, like what is your kind of goal for like
my education? Goal, I would love my first plan is to like, I would love to be a sex and relationship counselor or a child mm-hmm. adolescent therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would love to be like a middle school health teacher. Cool. Like, I would love to teach kids that because like I said before, the first person I told about my assault was my middle school health teacher. And she has like a very, very special place in my heart still now.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt safe going to her and we had open conversations about, you know, our bodies and mental health. And it was the first time I actually became mm-hmm. comfortable talking about my mental health and my body itself and asking those questions that mm-hmm. were never really explained to me.
Yeah. And that's really important to be able to trust adults as well too. And especially with your experience as well.
Yeah. I owe a lot of my life to teachers at that school. I have received an unbelievable amount. There actually, I know there are a few of my teachers who are listening to this. I've seen or I've had so much support from them. It just is unbelievable
mm-hmm.
how sweet a good educator can be and how impactful they can be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to have those people that, you know, their job technically is to educate, but they're also our parents and they're also responsible for us mm-hmm. for a significant portion of the day.
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't feel comfortable talking to our parents. So we can go and we can talk to a trusted teacher. And that's a lot of what I did throughout high school and middle school. And mm-hmm. those teachers saved my life. They, you know, told me that I was worth.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that I had a purpose here and they were right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important to see as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, the teachers. I don't know what middle school you went to, but like just speaking from like a West standpoint, the teachers at West, I think, are very, I don't know, they just go that extra mile of really trying to engage with their students as well.
I mean, not all the teachers there, you know, I'm talking about some like really exceptional individuals that I've had
mm-hmm.
That have really made a difference in my life. And, you know, as teachers, you don't have to do that, but I always try to be that person to, like, for my students
mm-hmm.
as long as they associate, you know, good things and they have fun and they leave smiling, that's what I really care about. I mean, obviously along with safety, like I don't want them to drown,
right? Yeah. especially teaching swimming. I could not imagine doing that.
No, like that. it's pretty high stress, but like I said, absolutely love my job working with kids. I can be that person that, you know, I've already been that person for a lot of kids mm-hmm. where they feel comfortable coming and talking to me. And I want to be that person where they feel comfortable talking to me when they need something.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. I guess in the future, what do you want to do? Like, I know you kind of said this already, but like with AOC Club, like what do you want kind of like as your hope for that club and to leave at West?
My hope would be that AOC was able to travel to like elementary and middle school health classes and educate mm-hmm. on boundaries and consent, because I think it's super meaningful to hear it from students.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, we hear about sex from like these random people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's do consent education for students by students.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and I really hope to, hopefully you can come back on the radio as well, and we're going to have a lot of wonderful students. We're also having the Neighborhood House on next week.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really excited about that, where we talk a little bit more about, like, education from my perspective as well.
Amazing.
Educating younger students. But yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and that's
the sauce.
Thank
you for having me.
When you buy, you save.